From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. China lashed out at the United States for sending a warship near the disputed South China Sea inlets and reefs claimed by Beijing. Meanwhile, Washington has promised to conduct more patrol missions. Beijing's foreign ministry said Wednesday that it summoned U.S. Ambassador Max Baucus to deliver a formal protest over the Tuesday incident, which represents the boldest U.S. challenge yet to China's controversial territorial claims. This action by the United States threatens China's sovereignty and security interests and endangers the safety of personnel and facilities on the reef, which is a serious provocation. That's according to the Vice Foreign Minister Zhang Zhuji. A U.S. defense official said Tuesday that it's likely the U.S. Navy will make more patrols in the area. Turkish police Wednesday stormed the offices of an opposition media company days before an election. It said a crackdown on companies linked to a U.S.-based cleric and foe of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, according to live footage. Brawls broke out and police sprayed water cannon to disperse dozens of people in front of the offices of Kanal Turk and Bugun TV and Istanbul, according to a live broadcast on Begun's website. The Austrian Interior Minister, Johanna Mikl-Leter, says Austria will build a fence along its border with Slovenia to try to slow the tide of migrants crossing into the country. The Interior Minister made the announcement Wednesday, saying the fence will be meant to ensure controlled, orderly entry into Austria, not to keep migrants out altogether. Speaking to reporters on the border, she said